finish each other's sandwiches. It's a quote from our favorite show. Finish each other's sandwiches. So now we claim it for our own.
Excuse me, just one moment. I forgot what I was going to say.
I am, hate to interrupt, but I forgot what I was going
to
say.
Guys, don't mean to be rude and interrupt you here, but I forgot what I was going to say.
I'm sure it was important, though.
I'm sorry to interrupt, but I have the same exact question.
Oh, God. Hey, guys.
Hi.
It's been a while.
It's been 2 weeks. It's been
3 weeks
since we talked to you. Nope.
It's been 2 weeks.
It hasn't been long enough for me to not sing that song.
Not enough time has passed. That rabbit is
that
too
rabbit
close.
That rabbit is too... Shout out to Andrew Coble. I've already peaked.
I've already, like, peaked in life.
Life. Like, it's only downhill from here. But depending on your perspective, downhill could also be uphill. Like, if you're, you know...
We're supposed to go downhill skiing tomorrow. Let's see if that works out.
Downhill skiing. We have gone no hill skiing, cross country skiing. Well, that's a
no hill skiing, partially uphill skiing.
That's something we can cross talk country. About at another podcast. Anyway, this is Finish Each Other's
Sandwiches.
And I'm Grace.
I'm Joe James.
And this is our podcast.
Yeah, today we're going to talk about games.
Games. Do you know them? Do you play them?
Do you have it, games?
Good.
Mostly like board games and card games and stuff, just because that's something that is an interest of ours. That's something that we do pretty much weekly, if not daily.
Oh, yeah, we
we
really
play
do.
Lots of games and stuff, and mm-hmm. something that we do as well as all the other stuff we talk about on here.
Mm-hmm.
We do love games, and we have people over sometimes for games.
We have a game shelf, and we have all of our games on it, and we'll just spend the night like indoors. You know, as opposed to out in the yard.
when you go outside and you play mobile board games, like you have to do
all board games are mobile.
While running.
Oh, you mean like in action.
Yeah, it's in action. It's called the game of life.
Right. I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
Damn it. I have like a drum fill one on one of these where it's like, I was like, that would
really?
Be perfect right there. But it's not on this.
It would have been perfect if you had never said it and we had just moved on. That would have been perfect.
Stay you.
All right. So what's up?
Well, we have been
what are some
playing.
Games we play?
Yeah.
We have, like she said, like a room or basically a big old bookshelf of games.
Big old bookshelf.
My favorite game and a game I'm obsessed with, I have many versions of, is called Catan. It's mm-hmm. Settlers of Catan. I have many different expansions as well as like different versions from all over the spectrum.
The world.
So that's a game that I love, and I have friends that I learned from back in New York.
It's a lot of fun.
And I brought it here. Me, Grace, and Lewis would play it all the time.
Yeah, like, yeah. And whoever won got to wear got to sit in the big office chair that we have that's like leather. But it was the Admiral's chair.
The Admiral's throne.
Because originally we had had it when we played the Star Trek.
There's a Star Trek version. And when you win, you're like named the Admiral mm-hmm. of Starfleet Catan.
And when Lou beat Joe for the first time, he like ran outside. It was like the middle of the night. He's like, I want Catan!
I want Catan! And he ran outside. It was like 3 a.m. and he was like kicking things over.
I beat you at it,
and he came running
yeah.
back inside and like grabbed the chair. He's like, this is mine!
I know. And I've beaten you too.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's okay.
But anyway, so Catan's a really fun game. It's very intricate and it is a long game. It's not like RPG, but it's
no.
similar. It's like the concept of Age of Empires with the like details of Dungeons and Dragons, but not with the cards. So what it really is its own game, and I can't use a game to describe it.
It's fairly original as a game, but a lot of people consider it like Risk, Monopoly, that kind of stuff.
Oh, that's a good one. I forgot
say
about
it was
that.
Dungeons and Dragons at all.
I know, and I forgot about Risk, and I always that's use okay. that example anyway. Whatever.
So you took a risk. It's okay.
That's okay. That's the game of life. Sometimes you get into trouble.
I'm
sorry.
Do the best you
Catan.
Don't wake daddy. So games we have as well as Catan.
Millieborn.
Okay. So we have like this French card game that I learned and played when I was in like sixth grade. Then this kid, Anthony Gallo, back in Pennsylvania, which mm-hmm. is where I grew up partially. And
back in Pennsylvania.
I learned it from him, and it was just a weird French card game. It was in French, and him and his family would play it all the time, and he showed it to me. And I was like, this is really cool. It's so different. Mm-hmm. I had never played a card game, anything like it.
It's so
you basically
fun.
Are like, you have to, you're in a car, and you have to get a certain amount of miles, and you have like attack cards that give people like accidents, flat tires, and you have repair cards, and you have a certain amount of miles you have to get. And that's mm-hmm. basically the idea. But it's, I don't know, it's a fun, interesting game. And I never played anything like it. So I was excited when I learned it. And I found it in a thrift store like a few years ago. And I was like, oh my God, I remember this game. I got to play this. Mm-hmm. And I bought it. And I didn't really replay it until just recently. And
we've been playing it like almost every night.
Me and Grace are like obsessed with it now.
But the thing is, along the way, like you have to get a red light, you have to get a green light. But then it's fun because you can like attack the other person and give them flat tires, but then also give yourself advantages like no speed limit. So the person, your opponent, can't put a limit on you. You can't only go 50 miles per hour. You can go as fast as you want.
Welcome.
But the game that we have is actually the original version. Now it's not owned by Parker Brothers anymore. So we have these like
French 70s
cards with the designs have like animals walking behind the numbers. So,
oh yeah, there's a few different things going on.
There's
like
they're pretty busy. Yeah. So one night we were high. We were just relaxing, and Joe looked at the cards with the ducks on it,
like,
and he was like, he just started singing. He's like, yeah. Ducks walking and ducks walking and ducks walking and ducks. Like that's a song that he made up. Did you hear
and
what I just said?
Sing it constantly. We're just like ducks walking and ducks.
Like that's a song. And then
there's
an
Iron and Wine song that starts off where it's like I was walking far from home, and like now we're like ducks were walking.
Like this is a song that we made up about
it. Remixed and a completely unreal song.
It's like, it's an intricate one, like inside joke that we made up while we were playing an obscure French card game of something that doesn't even happen in the game. The ducks and the animals are no part of the game whatsoever. But
there's another rule in the game where when somebody attacks you and you have like this extra safety card, when you put it down, it's called a coup de foire.
Yeah, coup de foire.
It's a stupid French term. But I read it because it's spelled out, you know, in English. So the coup. I'm like, coop de foop. So I was like, coop de foop. And then like, you know, as we're playing,
we're attacking each other.
And like, she hits me with something and I'm like, coop de foop.
Like it's an attack song. Are you guys still with us right now?
Now every time it's like, coop de foop.
Like we have a song that we sing for these random little parts of the game. Anyway, it makes things a lot of fun.
It does.
You guys should totally look up that game.
And it's just, I think we do that about a lot of things. You had the gonna wake up, you're gonna eat spaghetti.
I took a Snapchat of myself warming up spaghetti in the morning. And this is when we went when I was about to move in. I was still in my apartment, and I was warming up spaghetti, and I like filmed myself, and I'm like, well, I was like, whoosh. I like turned the camera around. I'm like, what you gonna do? You gonna wake up? You gonna eat spaghetti? You gonna wake up? You gonna eat spaghetti? You gonna wake? Singing this song.
You gonna wake up, eat spaghetti.
So that's another song that we entertain ourselves
Our
with.
Our life is a musical.
Mm-hmm. basically.
We were hanging out one night, and there was Christmas music going on for about 9 hours straight.
You know, Unstoppable. But like, Unstoppable.
Not just regular Christmas music. I put on like on Pandora. It was like the Ella Fitzgerald, like Christmas. So it was like old soul and like jazz. Like outside. Christmas songs, and I was just like listening. I'm like, I wish this was like my background music of my life. Mm-hmm. Like, I would be comfortable if I just walking around and they were just like, I don't even know
Christmas
like,
music,
like,
or
let
just
it snow, let it snow, let it snow,
right?
And like, it just had like, and like the jazz stuff.
It's so
going.
Happy.
It would be so like, I'd be like, this is awesome. Like, I'd always be like strutting. I feel like I'd always have like a kick
strutting.
In my step.
Have a little candy cane cane.
Yeah.
Cane cane.
I'd kick it around.
Yeah. No, that'd be fun.
It's a dream.
Christmas is a good time. Christmas is a good time. We will have a Christmas podcast for you all later. So let's not spoil any of those jokes and surprises.
I didn't even know we had surprises.
That's
more
because
games.
They're surprised.
What's the other thing? Scrabble. We play Scrabble.
We play Scrabble. We had opened it. We had just purchased it. Brand new.
This was recently, yeah.
And Joe was trying to read the directions. First of all, he doesn't like games like Scrabble much. I'm just
not a reader. I'm not really into words.
It's okay. How many times do I want to play Phase 10? Zero.
Yeah, I'm much more a numbers guy, so we play stuff more.
But he's a sweetheart, more times so with he money, bought me Scrabble. And
numbers.
He was Catan. Trying to read me the...
Catan!
I Catan't. He was trying
to...
We
play Catan on the Catable, by the way. And if you get mad, you throw a Catantrum.
Catantrum, yeah.
Go ahead.
Go ahead. So he was trying to read the directions and like he kept fumbling over his words. He's like
I couldn't get past the first sentence.
You're gonna
of
get
the directions
tiles
of a game where you need to use letters to spell out words. I'm just like, I can't read, I can't write. This game's going terribly already.
And then the first time we played it, we like backed ourselves into a corner. Like, we couldn't even keep playing. But it's okay. So then we played it recently.
We've got that
down pretty good now. We're also doing trivia.
We've been going to trivia nights, Geeks Who Drink. It's pretty cool. Global. I think it's national. I don't have to go crazy here.
Global.
Sure, it's not in Malaysia. But like, I think it's a national thing. But it's all over the country. And it's Geeks Who Drink. You can look it up. I'll put a link later. But it's fun. It's cool. I think they do it all different bars, all different days of the week, all over the country. So anyone that's listening, I'm sure you're near one on some day of the week.
Doesn't matter where you are right now.
And it's all kinds of different questions. Usually just all over the place, all over the map, music, movies,
TV shows,
TV
comics,
shows.
A lot of audio.
A lot of history,
geography
and stuff like that. So yeah, all over the map, regular trivia. But we go there and there's been all different kinds of, and sometimes we're like, oh cool, this is a category that makes sense to us. And other times they're like, oh yeah, sports, cars, and we're like, oh, this isn't gonna go well.
Or even some of the political questions.
Yeah,
like,
that
I know
wasn't good for. We did really good in one of the rounds, but that was only because Dave was there and like Josh, and they helped us.
Yeah, yeah, it's but it's fun. So they have you get like a gift card if you win. We've gotten second place twice, and we play with our friends from kickball. And there's like a bonus round and stuff. But
one category was our personal favorite.
Yes.
Mine. It was basically the thing came to it was like dog. The answer was going to be a dog pun on an artist. Like it was
on an actor.
I'm sorry. On an actor
or actress. Yeah.
Actor or actress. So they would name a movie and like, you're supposed to guess who the actor is. And then they would say a type of dog and you'd have to combine those things and make a pun.
Oh my God. It was the best.
And it was like, we were like, oh, this is us.
We always
not
make pun
only
jokes.
Do I know every type of dog breed, I make puns constantly and I know movies.
Yeah.
Like, I was like, they literally wrote this for me.
We answered it like immediately. We got them all right. And one of them, actually, we didn't get all of them right. One we got wrong, it was,
they were asking
it was
about
how
an
Stella
actress.
Got her groove back, which is, and now I'm going to forget her name. And it's not in, no.
Bassett.
It's Angela Bassett.
And so it was Angela Bassett Hound.
But we
thought it was
Vivica A. Fox Hound.
Vivica A. Fox Hound. He was like, this was wrong, but I actually really liked this
one. Yeah, he's like, this one's way better. So in trying to come up with puns, we came up with more puns.
Yeah, we came up with more. Like, we were wrong, but we came up with a completely new pun. Like, we were still on par with the jokes. There were some really funny ones. I mean, Brad Pitbull was like an example of one. But anyway, they just look them up. They're good time.
It's fun and it's free, and you can just go and drink, and you get like
and you get
cards.
Free beers and
yeah.
stuff. Like with,
if you get a bonus question, which I always questions. Get because I'm killing.
Yeah, I did. I had a few beers tonight, specifically because
specifically
we're doing so well with the bonus questions.
By we, he means me, and then Dave.
That's true. Dave came up and gave you
he
one.
He did. He was like, he came beside me, and I thought it was you, and I was like, what? That was a good story, right?
What?
Wait,
I shouldn't have said that.
Oh, man, I shouldn't have said that.
Shout out to Lauren Menta.
Hey, Lauren.
Our favorite.
We love you. So we both were raised by our grandparents, as we've mentioned on this podcast.
I think that's
before.
Where our love of these like board games and card games, and we do puzzles.
Yeah.
I do more puzzles than she does. But that's no, okay. You're getting there.
We've done the same amount of puzzles.
No. You've done like two puzzles in your whole life.
No, I meant since we moved in.
Yes.
So since I've been here.
I did 90% of the puzzle.
But that's
so
because
I don't count
he
you doing
sneaks
that puzzle.
It. No, he goes, he slinks out of the bedroom when I'm sleeping and he does it. And he's like, oh, I just did 90% of it. You know, I wanted you to sleep. And then he's like, oh, I finished this puzzle.
Puzzles. I love putting things together. I loved Kinects.
I wanted
Legos,
to do it with you.
puzzles, anything where it was like several things that needed to go together in a random order. I'm like, I am there. Tetris was my game.
Astro.
But. So it's I just love puzzles. But yeah, that was something that we did.
We both did puzzles with our grandparents.
As children. Yeah. Because we were raised by our grandparents. And it was like, you know, parents probably would bring you to the park and all this stuff. And like,
no,
I didn't go out.
Sit.
Yeah,
no.
We would just sit in the house. My grandpa was showing me all kinds of card games from Vegas. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, gambling games. And then also just board games.
Mm-hmm. My grandpa, so he was in the Navy. And he played a lot of different card games. And I remember sitting by myself and playing solitaire, but I think he taught me to play solitaire with him.
With
so I could learn how to play
was for
it.
You to shut the fuck
no,
up.
Yeah,
sit
me.
Sit by yourself and play a game. He's like, oi, I got
suddenly
your grandpa's
go ahead.
100% Southern.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oi, you gotta get the kid out of here. It's like, why?
Oh my God.
He's my grandpa who I didn't grow up with, who's Irish.
It's like I suddenly, you know, but I kind of thought you were going for Jewish. Like, it's like, oh, this little, like, gefilte fish is running everywhere.
But, like, neither one of us are related to, like,
no.
Heavy Jews.
Heavy Jews. Hashtag Jews. Heavy Jews.
Hashtag Jews on your heavy days.
Light, medium, no, wait, light, normal, heavy Jews.
There are, like, sizes of, drinks at Starbucks.
Yeah, that's
but
true.
Jew.
I'll take a
venti Jew,
please.
Grande Jew.
Grande Jew. But it's actually
hashtag Grande Jew.
Hashtag Grande Jew.
I've dated
that's
Jews,
how
it's okay.
I identify myself religiously. It's like, are you Orthodox? Like, are you
I'm
like more
Jew.
Of a venti?
I'm
yeah.
a heavy Jew.
Heavy Jew. Anyway. So yeah, lots of games with the grandparents. I played a lot of like dominoes, which he laughed at. But dominoes
no,
is
I played
fun,
dominoes too.
And I won.
I did play dominoes. I used to
lots
I remember
of card games.
Specifically playing Monopoly.
Yeah.
With my grandpa, and
oh,
I
God.
Remember he would let me win almost all of our games. Not only was I a terrible sore loser, but he was just like super like. Anything he could do for me. He was just like the sweetest man. Mm. I was always right. He would always defend me.
If he says he didn't do it, he didn't do it.
He loved me so much. And like, I, you know, that was, I love him for it. And, but it was like, there were certain things that like, I look back now and I'm like, that was probably poor choice overall. It was just constantly letting me win. So if I ever lost in real life, I'd be like, what is this? I'm supposed to win. But
know,
he remember
he's still such a sore loser.
We go around and like it would be like past go and collect $200, and he would just be like, oh, I think you get $500 this time, and I'll be like, oh really? Like cool. Like
thanks,
he'd give me
mister.
Extra money, and then like it'd be things he wouldn't take things from me, and like it was just I remember playing all these different games, and like I look back and I'm like he always let me win. Like
aww.
It was like a realization at one point in my life where I was like, oh my God, I never lost to them because I remember them doing these little things. Mm-hmm. Now I realize it.
Yeah. No, my
I
grandpa.
Am a sore loser, though,
yeah.
Continuously.
Oh no, it's okay. I mean, we both are pretty competitive.
I'm a pretty sore winner too.
I'm pretty swole.
I'm swole. Ivy
swole.
I take ibuprofen when I get swole and I call it Ivy swole.
Ivy swole. Hashtag Ivy swole.
I want to see that blown up on Twitter. I'd be swole.
Well, I played some games too as a kid, also with Kelsey, my best friend from childhood. And we weren't the girliest of girls, but there were a few games that were just fun that were made for girls that we wanted just because of the accessories.
Girl games.
So hashtag girl games. Hashtag girl games 2014 edition. So one of the games was Dream Phone, which, ladies, if you were born after 1987 and before 1992, you know what I'm talking about.
Ring, 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 Dream Phone.
Ring, 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 Dream Phone. Anyway, it was nothing like that. So Dream Phone is this thing on. Dream Phone was a game where it was cool because it was like you got like a big cell phone and you could dial in numbers.
The Zach Morris cell phone.
Yeah, it was huge. But it was like 90 some, like the early 90s. So we wanted a phone.
After I heard it described, I was like, okay, I do remember seeing a commercial for that, but I clearly never played it.
No.
So like when it was being re-described to me, we saw an improv show and somebody was describing it.
Yeah.
And I was just like, what the hell are they talking about? I turned over Grace like, oh yeah, that's a real game. I played that.
But like once you play it one time, you really can't play it a lot of times because it's not probability. It's like the same person. I'm pretty sure it's the same person every time. I feel like it was. Maybe it wasn't.
That would be bogus.
That's a terrible selling point. I guess it wasn't. There was also a way to pick which crush you wanted. Anyway, so there was a list of guys and you had to call them and they gave clues like, and also just a little spoiler here, one black guy in the whole game. Everyone else is white. No, we were like, ew, I don't want Marcus.
I don't want Tyrone.
I want Brad. I want to hang out with Brad.
Oh, God. What else did you play? Pretty Princesses?
Yeah, we played, like I'm saying, we weren't like the girliest of girls, but Pretty Princess was fun because we didn't wear it because my little brother would wear it. we would dress up my brother and he would let us do it. And he'd like look around. He's like, thank you, Gracie. We'd be like putting the jewelry on him. And
he wasn't that much. He's not that much younger than you.
No, he's 2.5 years younger. But like if we were six and he was like, three. Oh, okay, yeah, that was totally. Sense. And so we'd put the things on him and like we're like, here Jake, here's a crown. And he like went in Karen, we took a picture of him. Like we had one of the like really cheap disposable cameras. But I remember one year we had this shirt that said I love me on it and we like made him wear it and like pose in the garden.
I need this picture.
I know Kelsey found it recently. I should ask her.
Oh yeah.
Not recently, it was like a long time, like a few years ago.
I want that picture.
I feel like her mom found it. She's like, look, I found this picture of Jake. Her mom doesn't sound like my grandma. Speaking of speaking of songs that we sing on our own that are not actually songs, we also sing the sound bites to our podcast all the time.
Constantly. It'll be like doom.
I'll be like in the shower, he'll be getting home from work or whatever, and I'm like, oh, it's you.
Wow. Yeah, we do that all the time. Okay, so here's a fake show. We're going to describe the show to you. I really, really want you to stretch your mind here.
Please open up your mind.
It is very far out there.
In your hearts.
And I don't even remember how or why I came up with it.
Oh, I remember.
But it was a good time. Anyway, the show is called Mark E. Mark E. Mark. Now that's Mark Y. Mark Y. Mark.
As in the Spanish and.
Spanish and.
Yeah.
Mark E. Mark E. Mark.
E.
Now,
Mark.
The stars, of course, Mark Wahlberg, famous for being Marky Mark back in the 80s. But it's Mark Wahlberg, and he lives in a house. It's like a sitcom, and he lives with his roommate, Mark McGrath.
From Sugar Ray.
From Classic. By Sugar Ray Frame. So it's like Mark. Damn it, I can't.
No, it's fine. Mark Wahlberg.
Mark McGrath and Mark Wahlberg live together, and they're roommates. And quirky things happen, including their neighbor.
Mark McGuire, who you may also remember from the mid-90s batting fame. Hitting
just
constantly
famous baseball player.
For like a little while before he got in trouble for doing steroids.
And it's
He keeps hitting home run baseballs into Mark McGrath and Mark Wahlberg's yard, and it's like breaking his windows. And they're going like, the window.
They're like, Mark.
And he comes over.
Now, okay, hold on.
Yeah, go ahead.
We also have to talk about how the fact that this show, because it's called Marky Marky Mark with Y's, and it's a Spanish show. It is a Spanish show that's filmed completely in English. They all speak English, but they get Spanish overdubbed. And it's played only on Telemundo.
They were hired by Telemundo, a Spanish-speaking network, to be on a Spanish-speaking show, but none of them speak Spanish. So they're paying these actors, but then on top of that, they're paying other actors to actually speak Spanish over them. So they're basically only being paid for their faces. Yeah. Like
they're talking completely in English, and then you hear like the Spanish overdub.
It's like introducción, Marky, Marky, Mark.
There's a whole theme song in Spanish. Like everything is in Spanish, but they're actually American. Some of them aren't even actors, and they're just like they just talk in their regular English. And it's like super, super corny,
yeah.
Like white sitcom, but it's like and it's in Spanish, and they keep like hitting themselves like. Ding!
I also feel like there's something we made up a joke where they had like interviews with them in between, but they were also overdubbed in Spanish, not subtitled, like overdubbed in Spanish.
No, there's no subtitles. Yeah, there's no the English joke. In the show whatsoever, except for the original speaking.
Yeah. Which you can't hear.
So Marky Marky Mark, look for it on Telemundo.
Yeah. It's set the TiVo, El TiVo.
El TiVo.
El TiVo.
Who still has TiVo?
Who still speaks Spanish?
The worst transition ever.
At this point,
ever.
We've laughed so many times, everyone has stopped listening.
I hope so.
No.
I have to bring that down. It's especially okay. Mine. Bring you it down had in one post. Way earlier that was horrible.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, we've talked about it several times, and we're kind of like having this like be a lead up to it when we do a wrestling podcast.
It's all right.
So we're watching a lot of wrestling, disgusting amounts. Attitude Era
specifically,
mostly.
Yeah.
But we want to watch some of the old and new. But it's just been like a thing. Like it's like every night. It's like play games. Millie Bourne's
eat something.
Eat tons of food. And watch wrestling and then whatever shows we're watching, which is we talked
Gotham
about that already.
And Brooklyn Nine-Nine, whatever. But
watching just way too much wrestling, but we.
It's so good.
We're definitely going to have one where we talk all about wrestling.
Yeah.
Because it's been so funny. And we have a specific joke that I can't wait to get to. I'm very excited for, but you got to hold your pants.
Yeah.
But one
Calm
of the things
down, you guys.
we've seen, and it's been more recently, but. Wrestlers in movies,
mm-hmm.
Wrestlers becoming actors or vice versa.
Rock was just in Hercules.
Yeah, Rock's been the most as far as I know. Besides
obviously.
Hulk Hogan. There's the classic 80s Hogan movies, which everyone knew. Yeah, and they mm-hmm. were terrible, but like laughably terrible. Which is what it's been a pretty consistent like
cult been, following.
Yeah, well, that's been the regular. Like wrestlers are only in movies that are laughably bad,
mm-hmm.
where like you like watch it and be like, well, this is so bad, it's. Good.
Well, even their interviews, some of them were watching them and they're like, I'm going to go out there and I'm going to get Hulk Hogan and he's not going to know what's coming for him. And we're like, oh, just go out there and fight. You should put the mic away.
Yeah,
and
some
it's
guys
bad.
Have no mic
yeah,
skills.
It's
but
hard.
Most of the people that become actors had good mic skills, mm-hmm. except for Kane.
Kane.
Who was in See No Evil, I believe that was the name of the movie. I didn't see it yet. But I haven't seen a lot of them, but I have seen a few and every time they're just bad.
Mm-hmm.
But The Rock's becoming, it's getting better and better as far as I know. His stuff's getting better.
No, The Rock's pretty funny. I think he's in this movie that I can never remember the name of. But at the end, he's like a cop. It's like a cop movie, but it's really funny.
Was Pain and Gain?
Maybe. At the end, they
Mark
sing
Wahlberg?
Karaoke. Is it with Mark Wahlberg?
I know that they're in a movie together.
Maybe that's it then. I need to watch it again because I only
we
saw
just
part
watched
of it.
I Heart Huckabee's and Mark Wahlberg is the best in that movie.
Wahlberg cast.
Yes. Our obsession with Mark Wahlberg will continue
God.
On another
so funny.
One. But back to the movies wrestlers are in. Goldberg. We're going to, we plan on watching a bunch of them, especially like the worst ones.
Yeah.
Maybe I remember like, there's one on Netflix called like The Chaperone and it has Triple H on it, but he
yes!
looks like photoshopped in
Ew.
It. It looks terrible.
Ew.
I'm like, this is going to be bad. Stone Cold in a bunch. And I've heard that none of them are very good.
He was in Grown Ups too.
That was funny. That was good. But
he just made a cameo
I'm
at
saying
the
like
end.
He's like the lead in a lot of these action movies.
I know,
and
yeah.
I just here, most of them are terrible. That's so we have awful. To at least watch one Stone Cold movie because we love Stone Cold. but there is a particular one that I read about, and I haven't seen it yet, but it's called Santa's Slay, but S-L-A-Y, so it's like killing, slaying, and it's like Goldberg. So it's Bill Goldberg from WCW. He was in WWF for a very short time, but he was mostly known for being in WCW and being undefeated. But he's in a movie called Santa's Slay, where he plays a murderous rampage Santa, and I'm going to put the description up because you just got to read it.
The description is very...
It's fantastic. Just read the description and tell me you don't need to see that movie right now.
Like, he makes a deal with the devil and the contracts run up and now he has to make up for lost time.
I'm going to put it up and you guys got to read it because it's fucking hilarious.
Yeah.
And we're going to eventually watch it and then we'll talk about how bad it was. There's another thing, just real quick, Tiptoes. Just look up the article on cracked.com, Tiptoes, read about it. And then if you want to, I did, watch Tiptoes.
Yes.
And do it immediately after reading the article because it's spot fucking on.
Oh my God.
Another just fun, good times. I'll put that article up. I'll put the description up. This way everybody can listen and read at the same time.
I reread that article frequently to laugh. I don't reread articles to laugh.
I know.
But that's the funniest freaking article I've ever
it's
read
so
in my whole
good.
Life.
In fact, we're going to have to go read it
we're
right
gonna
after
have
this.
To see you later, guys.
But that's it. Games. That was mostly games and stuff, which we wanted to talk about because we love them. And we're ducks were walking.
Thanks, guys.
Ducks walking and ducks.
Ducks walking and ducks. Ducks walking and ducks.
Coop, coop, de, foop, de, foop.
Coop, coop, de, foop. Coop, coop, de, foop.
I know. Coop. We have to write songs around our drum pad stuff so that we can sing along. Because those don't fit these.
Oh.
All right, guys.
Have a great week.
Have a good time, day.
Thanks for listening to us.
And have a good one. We'll talk to you soon. We're going to record some more of these. I'm going to definitely have some guests on soon. Stick around.
Thanks so much.
Love you.
Love you. Bye. Bye.